Okay, we're both side. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for your flexibility and showing up a little earlier than usual to accommodate the scheduling changes. We left off discussing the Machlokes Tanoim on the mission of Memkes Amud Aleph. And the question of how we passed in light of the story in the Brisa and the Gemara, shares those zazu misham at Chikava Alacha, care Rabbi Yudish Bartosa Sha'amar Misham Rabbi Yehoshua. So just to answer, we clearly, if you asked how we would passkin, if we just had our Gemara. We apostle like Rabbi Lozman and Yehuda Ishbartosa Shamar Shem Yeshua, who says Midvarim Sakol Milufnei Shabbos, right? So if we only had our sugya after doing a lot of us, we would say Midvarim Sakol Milufnei Hashabbos. If we only had Daf Mem Tes on an Aleph, we'd say it's a three-way Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Tanaim. But there's a story, right? And we have a rule of Ma'aseh Rav. We mentioned this, what we left off with. And what did it say in the story? That it was roughly wrong. Leo and Yavne, you know, basically, that's not going on Yavne. That's, you know, it doesn't get more authoritative than that. And he says, that there's beer chametz on Shabbos. Beer chametz on Shabbos sounds like either Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, who says that the chulin is bismano, or the chachamim, who say that everything is bismano. Right? But we would say, because of zazu misham the chulin, and here we would say bismano because of the maiserav. So there are at least three shitas in the Rishon. How to resolve this? The standard three shitas in the Rishon. How to resolve this is number one, the Baal HaMor, who is very radical. The Baal HaMor.
Leaving now. Let me know if.
לא רב אסב, יש לך בעיות בקו, אנחנו לא רואים...
I think he's going to try to reconnect with our hotspot.
Am I only on that once?
Yeah, it's been time. I think so. From Zane. No, Sveimu. Sveimu. Forget it, Avi. It's okay. What's the difference? I just want to know which one of the two of you is the one that I learn with. The one with the face or the one without the face? That I don't know.
have to. Okay. So we said the Balamor, we had this in the board, I don't know when I lost you, we had this in the board last time, he passed like the Chachamim, and his Nidchak to say, Kabbalah, like, we're allowed to use Bartosa only for shows, the Rambam, Paskins the opposite, the Rambam, Paskins, that you only save 2 meals worth, and you imply you destroy your chulin before Shabbos, and he says, eat truma as well, he says, the Tzorach, the Tzorfa, Erev Shabbos, you only leave 2 meals and you destroy everything before Shabbos or being or Friday holds the same thing. They paskin like Rabbi Meir that you destroy everything before Shabbos. That you destroy everything before Shabbos. At least that's a simple shot. Milifnei Shabbos. Okay, this is obviously based on our Gemara, which says, what do they do with the Maisa in Daf Mem Tesav and Aleph? They have to say the Maisa Rav and the Chacham and the rulers of Tzado were overridden by the Zazu Misham. Yes, Eref and Amir Gamliel Yav, they held that way. But the Zazu Misham and Shukam Halacha, not that way. And a Kviyas Halacha B'minyan Chachamim overrules a Maisa. You have to say, the Kviyas Halacha B'minyan, Minyan, I'm not referring to Dami here, right? But Minyan is in Dabashim B'minyan, so Minyan Akulatir, an official minyan, meaning of the Chachamim, the Minyan Chachamim overrules the Maisa Rav, and certainly we don't hear this Chachamim or Lev Tzad against Rabir. That is the second sheet. The third sheet is the Rif, and most Rishonim, the Ravid, on the side of the Rambam, basically quotes the Lashon of the Rif in arguing on the Rambam. I mean, not really so much an argument on the Rambam. He just says that the Rif doesn't hold that way, the Chaynikar. Okay, it's an argument for authority of the Rif, that's fair enough. But the Rif and the Ravid and most Rishonim who agrees with this, the Bala Itter's quote is agreeing with this. I mean, you look inside, he definitely seems to. The Ramban, the Rabbeinu David, the Ran, the Meiri, everyone really agrees. Most Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim, agree with the Rif. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says right there in Daf Mem Tes, the Kaimelin for Elizabeth Tzadik. So, here we have the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, the Ravid, the Sefer HaItter, the Meiri, and basically the whole Beit Midrash, the Ramban, the Rabban, the Rabbeinu David, the Ritva, and the Ran, maybe all these are not in the Torah sheet. They say, Kerubi Lazar, are Tzadok, which remember, what does that mean? That means that Truma, Milifnei HaShabbos, and Chulin Bismano, the logic being, like we said here, Truma, you're not going to find anyone to eat. So, burn it before Shabbos, otherwise it's just going to remain and no one's going to eat it. And you'll have a problem of potentially by your body, you might say, if you don't remember to burn it on time. While Chulin, there's always someone to find to eat Chulin, and therefore you'll figure out what to do with it and you don't have to worry about it. Okay, that is Nicha, why? Well, basically, what they're saying, we possibly were a bit sadder because we're a little bit of a tosa issue. Who does like it? Basically, in a stira. In Dafid Gimel Lyrical Beige, but before Shabbos. The Maisa in Dafid Tess shows that you burnt was mine. So you said, no problem. We obviously possibly like the middle sheet, which works well because the Maisa was said over where we're a little bit sadder in support of himself. It wasn't said over by the Chacham in support of themselves. So he says, Nicha. The Maisa was talking about Chulin, Shahare, was talking about Chulin and like Rabbi Elizabeth Sadok, who said the Maisa, and he only has to add one funny thing. It doesn't say we've already called me Lefnei Shabbos. How can you say we split the Chulin and Truma? So all the Rishonim say for the Rif, that all you have to explain is that Medvarin es hakol mairi bitruma. Ah, why is hakol mean truma? Because he's talking about all the kinds of truma. Tahoros, fluidos, and tomatoes, there are many kinds of truma. And what's his lashon? It's not a crazy shot. It's a chiddush, but it's not a crazy shot. The lashon is, I'm also shkolos shabbos, and our second Medvarin, hakol mairi bitruma, shabbos, vesorfin, trumos, tomatoes, fluidos, and tahoros. Okay, hakol is trumos, tomatoes, fluidos, and tahoros. A little tough hook. But it's worth it in order to be Yashim. So yes, and that's the psak of the Rif and Rov Rishonim. The Beis Yosef has a different shot in the Rif and the Rambam. Beis Yosef has a different shot in the Rif and the Rambam. and he picks up on Machlokes Rishonim, the difference between, again, Rabbi Elazar or Tosu said in the Varnas of Kumbhavish Nega Shabbos, sounds like Rabbi Meir. Who says Mevarim Shkolim Lifnei Shabbos? But there's one difference. Rav Elazar ben Tosa says Mevarim Shkolim Lifnei Shabbos Umeshayrin, right? Umeshayrin. So let's just put a word here. When Rav Meir says, "What's Rav Meir's lashon?" What do you do about Shabbos meals? Right? What do you do about Shabbos meals? So, most Rishonim say, no, he does mean Mevarim Sakol. He means the same thing with Elazar ben Yehudish bar Tosa meant. He meant, Umishayrin Shtei Sudos. So, Hakol means except for the two Sudos you can eat on Shabbos. Rashi says it right there in the Mishnah, Mevarim Sakol, Bein Chul and Bein Truma, Chutz Bein Kedeach, he lost all the Shabbos. Except for what you're going to eat on Shabbos, that's what Rashi says, that's what the Balamor says, that's what Rabbi David says, sorry, the Balamor, sorry, the Chumel says, the Rabban, that's what the Rabbi David says, that's what the Ran says, that's what the Ravid says, right? This is Rashi, Ravid, Rabban, Rabbi David, I'm sure it's other people, the Ran, I forgot. But that's good enough for now. However, you could interpret it to mean hakol mamish, and you're not mishayer anything. Right? Could be hakol mamish, and you're not mishayer anything. And this is the opinion of the Balamor and Rabbi Ephraim and the Beis Yosef. Okay, what do you eat on Shabbos? For them, we'll come back to it in half a second. But now the Beis Yosef says one more kiddush. What's the one more kiddush? What's the one more kiddush? The one more kiddush is if Rabbi Meir said Mevarim Sakol means Hakol Mamish, then what do the Chachamim say when they say Bizman? Right? What do the Chachamim say according to this? What do the Chachamim mean? We'll say Bismar. So the Balamor and Ephraim seem to assume that, and Rabbi Ephraim, okay, Ephraim's not so explicit, he's only quoted, said, no, the Chachamim hold that you don't burn anything on Friday. And you destroy everything, Bismano. Destroy everything on Shabbos. That's the simple shot. Here the Beis Yosef comes with a wild shita. Says the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef in a wild shita. He says, the fact that he agrees with Ramban and Balamor, sorry, Mina Fryam is not just a big kiddush. But there may be other Rishonim agree with him also. I'm not saying no other Rishonim agree with him. But the big kiddush is that he then reinterprets the Chachamim, which I don't think the Balamor does. As a matter of fact, I'm certain that the Balamor doesn't. And, you know, and Mina Fryam also pretty clear to me that he doesn't. What did the Beis Yosef say? He He says, even the Chachamim really just meant you save two sudos and you're mavar the leftovers from the two sudos. Which is a big finish. I do not think at all that's a Chachamim. That's what he'll say. Big finish. He says, no. They admit that you burn on Friday. You just save two sudos and destroy the leftovers. Who says you have leftovers on Shabbos? Okay. I'm really far from convinced that this is a good shot. Yes. Understood the riff this way? I don't know if kulam is meant to include the riff. Shabbos, and Chacham says Mizmano, they didn't make a kol Mizmano, they just meant leftovers from your two meals, which who says you're going to have leftovers? And also, I think it's Dachlik saying for all the Truim before Shabbos, and you don't even save two meals worth, according to the Rambam, the Lichud Tzadok. I think it's more Dachlik in the Rif, because the Rif doesn't say Pasul like the Chacham. He says he Pasul like the Lichud Tzadok. So he said, that makes sense, says he got Lavdavka. But I think it's a little Dachlik. To my side, I just think that, if you ask me, the Rif Paskin, like, it sounds like Pasul like the Lichud Tzadok, and the Rambam Paskins say, like, it sounds like Rabbi Meir. I'm not sure whether that would be any different. So then it really, unless you say the leftovers from their family, etc., you know, they were always the big midrash. I don't think that is that. Okay, but, Kitzer, that is the, there's the three shitas, and the Beis Yosef tries to make a big kiddush, but I'm not so sure of it. You can decide what you want, obviously. Let's just look at an interesting machlokas. According to this, remember, in Pashut Shat, where the most Rishonim, everyone agrees you save two meals with for Shabbos. Everyone thinks you save Shabbos food. The only machlokas, what do you do with all the food besides Shabbos food? Chachamim say, save all the food besides Shabbos, save all the food and burn it, not burn it. Destroy it on Shabbos. Rav Meir says, destroy everything but your Shabbos food before Shabbos. Lazbert Sadek says to destroy all the extra truma before Shabbos, but save all the chulin because maybe someone will eat it, and you know, and then destroy it all on Shabbos. The Baal Amor, Beit Ephraim, and Beis Yosef, the big fish, that according to Rabbi Meir, you don't save Shabbos food. You don't even save Shabbos food. Then the question becomes, if according to Rabbi Meir, you don't save Shabbos food, so what do you eat on Shabbos if you don't save Shabbos food? What do you eat on Shabbos? Assuming you're not letting matzah on Shabbos, like the Shabbos says, or Ochel, matzah on Shabbos, Gol, or Sasa, based on love, unlike the Jesus Yachim Tosfot, we're going to see. So, the Me'iri suggests maybe you eat matzah shira, you eat egg matzah on, for your Shabbos meals. But that's not what the Baal Amor and Rabbi Ephraim held, right? The Baal Amor and Rabbi Ephraim held that, and you eat two sudos of matzah. Okay. They burn it right from Josephta, which says you make matzah on Erev Shabbos when Erev Shabbos falls out. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Why do you make matzah on Erev Shabbos? So the Rabban says that, no, you make matzah on Erev Shabbos, so you don't have to make it on Matzah Shabbos, because the mitzvah to do the Seder early. Why is the mitzvah to do the Seder early? It says in Erev Pesach in a few places. Right, so the kids don't fall asleep. It's also Jesus. Okay, so there's no sense. Says bake matzah Friday afternoon. Narbat says bake matzah Friday afternoon for Matzah Shabbos for the Seder. Well, Moore says no, bake matzah Friday afternoon because you have to eat matzah on Shabbos. Because this very mayor says you're not letting, yeah, be your abundant. You can't eat chametz on Shabbos because they say you're going to get rid of all your chametz before you accidentally violate by your Rabbi Matzah. That is okay, so you eat two sudas of matzah. And this is a big machlokas rishonim. When does the iser of matzah on Erev Pesach start, right? Lady says, Shalmi, kala ochal matzah, Erev Pesach, kibol arasasa beischamav. Right? Like the guy sleeping with his arusa before the nisumin. So when does the Isser of Matzah and Erev Pesach start? Right, Isser Achilas Matzah and Erev Pesach. When does that Isser start? So here it is very unclear. The word doesn't say what Erev Pesach is. Obviously, the Pashup Shot is what does Erev Pesach mean? Before the most Pashup Shot be Erev Pesach, the day. Right, that's the sheet of the Ravid and the Ramban and Chalava, and that's how we paskin. Says the Ravid, says the Ramban, says the Maran Chalava. They say all day. However, the Baal Amor and Rabbeinu Ephraim prove in their minority interpretation right there that no, two suddas of matzah. So it must be, when does the Isser kick in? The Isser only kicks in at Chatzos. Why? Because the Isser is only once the season of Pesach starts. Right? What does Erev Pesach mean? Obviously, Erev Pesach means from Chatzos in the afternoon. That's when there's an Isser of Tashbisu. Maybe if we're in some Isser of Yom HaMatzeh, this is the Shchisa Pesach. That's clearly the season of Pesach. So, the Balaam Mor and Rabbeinu Ephraim say only from Chatzos. And the truth is, a lot of Rishonim agree with me. They quote the Ritzki Yasu agree with them. I looked it up. He really does seem to. Who was one of the really, I think, the first Spanish Rishonim. The Ritzki Yasu agrees with them. The Ran agrees with them. The Rush agrees with them. The Gir agrees with them. Even though not everyone agrees with their child in the Mishnah. But they say, yeah, it's a reasonable sign. There should be a lot of Rishonim here. A lot of Rishonim agree with them, right? Who did I mention?
The Magen Mishnah.
The Magen Mishnah, great. The Rush. What? I thought he... It's not clear. He like, defends the Balamor, and like he leaves off with the Balamor defended, no? So it sounds like it. It sounds like it. It sounds like he's and really a lot of Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim hold this way. They say from Chatzos. Okay, we will come back to that in a moment. Agav, what's the big raya? What's the big raya that the Melchoma brings against the Balamor? He says the Rishonim wondered why Rebbe fasted all day Erev Pesach. What was the first shot? He fasted all day Erev Pesach because he couldn't eat chametz or matzah. He couldn't eat matzah because and he couldn't eat chametz because he held like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira hold? Have you seen that? What? That's not his original shita. His original shita is you can be yotze, you can check the Chuppah Pesach in the morning. If you can check the Chuppah Pesach in the morning, then everything we said at Abdallah and Hey hasn't changed. Right? Well, Sishka, Chavitz Dam Zimthi, where you're going to say that you can check the Chuppah Pesach in the morning, then well, Sishka, Chavitz Dam Zimthi, you can get Chavitz in the morning. You can be Chavitz in the morning, you can be Matzah in the morning, or the afternoon. You can be Chavitz and Matzah all day. That's why Rebbe, fasted. That was the original pshat in the Gemara. That was the original pshat in the Gemara. Then they had another suggestion, which the clock of some of the Kabbalists are by Rebbe fasted, not our topic now. Maybe even before. That's the marker of the idea of Titus Makoros, which is not hinted at the bottom. I don't think in the Bavli. It's not hinted in the Bavli. But the Rishonim suggests that maybe Rebbe fasting should go far. Okay. So what does he see? We see from here that it's also not all day because he fasted all day.
Why couldn't he just eat fruit?
What?
Well, how can that be a right? He could have eaten fruit or vegetables.
That's a good question. Why didn't he just have vegetables all day? Just because he couldn't eat chametz and couldn't eat matzah. Unless you want to say maybe he did have vegetables, they still call that fasting. It's a little bit dachuk. I don't know if the Ramban asked that question himself here. I'm sure someone deals with that, but I don't remember. Anyway, that was his proof that the Israelites are eating matzahs all day. Sounds like a good proof until the Ramban points out it's really not a good proof at all. As a matter of fact, the later Ramban struggled to figure out what the Ramban was thinking. It's really not a good proof at all. Why? Because, Rebbe had like Rebbe Yehuda Masera that you check the Korban Pesach for the morning. The Isser Chametz started from the morning. And if Hanabi, I'll leave him on the Arbor Korban Pesach and Isser Chametz start from the morning. Of course, it's also Isser Matzah from the morning because that's when the season starts. But I'll leave it to us that Korban Pesach and Matzah, Isser Matzah only start from the afternoon. It's Isser Matzah in the afternoon. It's no quotes to say that if everything else starts in the morning, the Isser Matzah starts in the morning. But for us to say everything else starts in the afternoon, the Isser Matzah in the afternoon, that's the Ramban defense. The Balaam Mor, it sounds like he agrees with them. Halacha l'maisa, the poskim write that we paskin like the Melchamos nonetheless. It's also amounts of all day or Pesach. Not to mention the fact that many of us have a minhag. The Rishonim, you find one place a minhag not to eat for Rosh Chodesh, and nowadays something you leave in the minhag not to eat for 30 days, which is not found in the Rishonim in classic Achronim. But it's certainly usher to eat from the morning. However, the poskim write, what if someone's stuck? They don't have anything else to eat for Shabbos meals on Shabbos morning except for matzah. Right? What if there's someplace where, you know, they didn't bring any chametz or any egg matzah or anything else to eat for Shabbos meals? Then, since perhaps a majority of Rishonim hold that the Israel only starts a chatzos, then they can eat matzah in the morning for the Suda and rely on the Balamor Dime, because this is not one of these Balamor sheets that no one holds from. This is the Balamor sheet that a lot of Rishonim hold from. And therefore, if someone is stuck with the Yefet, they can rely on the Balamor because probably most Rishonim hold that way.
The question is this year, whether you can use matzah as your second bread in the Mishnah in the morning. If you only have one loaf of bread, can the matzah be used as your Mishnah?
Right, that's a good question. If you only have one loaf of bread, can the matzah be used as the Lechem Mishnah? So I don't remember what everyone says about this. Certainly, if you're stuck, you can. You know, you could say, well, relying on the Balamor, that's the readily edible. But certainly, if you're stuck, you can. Because don't say it's not an edible food. It is edible according to most Rishonim. Just but we're master. We don't pass that way. But there are many shittas that it's edible. Okay, that's another good enough kamina. Okay, just before we move on to discuss this in a little more depth, I want to just mention briefly just to be mashlin this Indian of what's in Shabbos Erev Pesach. Two other issues that come up before we come back to the question of matzah. Two other issues that come up. About Shabbos Erev Pesach, number one, what's the svara of Reb Meir and the Chacham Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok? Right? What's the svara of Reb Meir, Chacham Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok? Okay, whose svara does not need any explanation? Bizmano or Milifnei Shabbos? I would think Bizmano. Why Bizmano? Because Bizmano of Isser Chametz is Shabbos morning. So you don't have to destroy your chametz till the time of destroying chametz comes, right? Chametz is also on the fifth hour of Erev Pesach to eat, and then the sixth hour of Erev Pesach has to be destroyed. So you destroy it bizmano. Like, you don't destroy in advance, you don't need a svara for that. Yeah, there's no heat destroying before bizmano. I think Reb Meir needs a svara. Why does he require you to destroy it before Shabbos? Because what's Asur Shabbos? Aha, okay. But then the question becomes, obviously it's Asur Burn on Shabbos. You think that's so obvious, but I just have one more question. So, don't worry. After all, remember the Chacham say you can destroy it in any way you want. So the Chacham say, Hash Pshasam Chol Tomer, so what's the big deal? What do we do this year on Shabbos? You can flush down the toilet, you could, do different things, right? Let's say you can flush down the toilet, right? As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. He doesn't have a flushing, but putting it down the toilet, right? So what's the Svara of Reb Meir? And I guess the same story would be Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok in Truma. So here we have a bit of machlokas between the Balamor and the Mulchamos. What if the Balamor is Kiddush? What's the story of Rabbi Meir? Exactly. So. Okay, well, let's figure this out. Says the Balamor. First of all, this doesn't work for Elazar Bar Tzadok. Because Elazar Bar Tzadok is Mechal between Truma, I don't think. He doesn't say Elazar Bar Tzadok, I don't think. Well, let's first say Reb Meir. He says, Reb Meir Savar Kirab Yehuda De'ein Bir Hametz Ela Bisrefa. If Ein Bir Hametz Ela Bisrefa, then we understand why you have to do it before Shabbos, because you can't do Sreifa on Shabbos. Right? And then Zoman and Rabbi Gamliel would have to hold that Hash Pesachim Chol Lovers. He says to do it on Shabbos. Right? But he held Ein Bir Chametz El B'Sreifa. What's his Raya? His Raya is our Mishnah, which says, Rav Meir Omar Ochlin Kol Chomesh V'Sorfim V'Tchila Sheish. Why does Rav Meir say Sorfim V'Tchila Sheish and not Mashpitin? B'tchilat sheish must be able to be your chametz el b'sreifa. Okay, Ramban says not such a good raya. It could just be that's what most people do. It's a very convenient way. You know, nothing wrong with it. In fact, the raya here even says that. Well, everyone agrees it's good to do b'sreifa. So that's what he says. He says for mayor hell like for me. Who do they eat your chametz el b'sreifa? Then obviously, as no one pointed out, you can't do that on Shabbos. So Shmuel says, but don't we know when to make this bismano or not bismano? Which way did the Balamor hold? We know. He had like Tosmos, right? Which means that that's starting from the Shashishit. So then it's a little funny. After all, why can't you just destroy it another way in Shachamishit? All right, well, Lord is when we started the Shashishit on the Tosfos himself. So you know, here it gets a little dacha, because after all, why not just the fire of Zor L'Ruach and then B'Shah, or flushing down the toilet with Shachamishit? So you have to say that Rebbe Meir was afraid, like most people wait till Shashishit. Right, in those days, not nowadays. Nowadays, we do Shachamishit because we want to do a second bit on them. But in those days, most people wait until Shashishis, so he's afraid Shashishis would come, and you wouldn't be so organized, and most people are not organized in advance, and you wouldn't be able to burn it. Okay, but you're right, it's a little duck. Why did you just say do Shachamishis? What about Rulaz Ratzadok then? Why does he say Truma before Shabbos and Hulan on Shabbos? If he says Hulan on Shabbos, then obviously he holds you can destroy Chametz however you want. So here, I don't think the Malamor says what the Svar Rilaz Ratzadok is. So I'm not sure. Either you could say, really, it has nothing to do with Srifa, or maybe Rilaz Ratzadok thought that Truma had to be with Srifa. It's an interesting question, right? Can you mivara Truma however you want, or do you have to mivara Truma dafka with Srifa? So maybe he thought Truma had to be with Srifa, and then he had the same problem. Or maybe Rilaz Ratzadok had a different Svar. Right, the other problem, yes, but why not just, even though you don't find anyone to keep the truth, why not destroy it on Shabbos?
No, I mean,
he just is sure that you'll figure something out. Okay, could be, he's just sure you'll figure something out, and he's not, of course, there's a slight possibility you won't figure something out, but that slight possibility he's not worried about. Okay, it could be, so you're right, it could be, that you can explain in different ways. Just give me a second. What is the Ramban? The Ramban and Mochamos. I don't know why we always say Mochamos. It's really Mochamos. Okay, so Mochamos say Mochamos. The Ramban and the Mochamos disagree. Says no, even though Rameh says so from Pilashay, she didn't need a Dafka. That's just what most people usually do. And Rameh doesn't hold it in the Mochamos Elvis favor. There's only Rameh Huda. So he says, what's the reason for Rameh Meir? What's the other option? Why does Rebbe Meir say don't wait till the last minute? Even though on weekdays we do. He says, his lashon is a zrizus in beer chametz. And what does he mean by zrizus in beer chametz? I don't think he means zrizus by dibur mitzvos, because we know that's not true from the Gemara Daf Dal, right? Zrizus by dibur mitzvos enough to go and do it in the morning, first thing in the morning, right? If that's what you're worried about. I assume what he means is not just zrizus by dibur mitzvos, but you don't want to wait till the last minute because it'll be awkward. It's on Shabbos, you can't burn it. You have to destroy it in funny ways, and you might be distracted. And it's not the normal routine, and you might mess up. So I assume by Srizos, you can just mean Srizos waking the mitzvos, but in that, to avoid a shash of messing up the your chametz. So what does it say? Nope. Hash besaso v'chol dovar aval gazru. With his dares, ulevaer chametz. To be prepared in advance, exactly. Ulevaer chametz. He lifts the Shabbos. Shalom. Shalom yavam l'day pshia. Right. Again, he doesn't mean to be, it doesn't make sense if he's using the mitzvos. I understand on a weekday, yeah, we wait for the last minute. It's on a weekday, it's easy to destroy it. It's on a weekday, no distractions, you know, you're used to it, etc. On Shabbos, there were goals to destroy before Shabbos in a more efficient, quick way, so that you can misdares and not come to a Shia. I assume that's what it means. Okay, little tube shot. The last thing I just wanted to mention is, before we move on to the next Makorah sheet, is the strange sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir, right? Or, you know, I know where they're all coming. He says you leave two sugdos. What do you do if you have leftovers of the two sugdos? Usually you shouldn't have leftovers of the two hard is it to leave two sugos and to eat them, right? It's, I don't know, we all know from our experience of Shabbos meals that we can always eat a little more. But what if you do have leftovers? What would you think you should do if you happen to have leftovers? Get rid of them on Shabbos, not through Streifa, but through Kol Davar. Does the Rambam paskin Streifa like Rabbi Yehuda or Kol Davar like Mechafam? Kol Davar like Mechafam, that's a no-brainer. Right? So no problem. You expect the Rambam to say what Rambam Gamliel says you should have to say. Right? Destroy the leftover of the Shabbos. The funny thing is, says the Rambam Nishra Menachami Fi on Shabbos Acher Arba Shos Mivatlo Bekoval of Fiat Motzi Yom Tov Rishon of Avaro. You do Bittel and after Arba Shos you do Bittel, right? So you fill the Bittel in the fifth hour and you put a Kli over it like Motzi Chami Fi Yom Tov, right? And you burn it on Matzah Yantif. Why don't you destroy it right away on Shabbos? That's a funny thing in the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get this strange shita that you don't destroy them? If you have leftovers, you don't destroy them on Shabbos. Right? It is a funny shita. Is it a kasha from... it's a funny shita. Where does the Rambam... What's the svara for the Rambam? Faras Harambam Sheino Mivaer Bishavis. What's the swerve of the Rambam that you don't do beer on Shabbos? No, but Adraba, here you're gonna wait to Mivar on Cholomoi. It's an anti-Rezus. If he said destroy before Shabbos, then on Shabbos, then he says, don't destroy it on Shabbos. Kofal of Kli and wait till Cholomoi. That's anti-Rezus. Right, so one possibility is that. Basically, the Rav has a big chiddush in the Ari Kedem. The Rav wants to say there are gozer and iser drabanan to beer chametz on Shabbos. Why? He doesn't make this comparison. I'll make this comparison on his behalf. Sort of like haircuts on a regular on Chol HaMoed. Why can't you get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Isn't it important to get a haircut now for Yontif and not look disheveled for the next 6 days? Yes, but. To give you an incentive to do before Yantif, they ask her doing it on the regular, right? So the Rav says something very similar. He says, no. The whole point is they were goes there and they revire everything before Shabbos except for what you'll eat. They didn't want you to revire on Shabbos. They want you to revire before Shabbos. And so paradoxically, in order to be desired to revire before Shabbos and not to come to Rabbi Yehuda Yimatzeh, they even said you couldn't be revire on Shabbos even though it'll lead to keeping chametz on Pesach, a yidibitzel, so it's not a daraisa. That's a big finish of the road. It's almost like an iser drabanan of beer chametz on Shabbos. To my mind, that is a midin seira. That's a big finish of the road.
Is he saying this in regards to so you're not over body, your body wants to buy your eye, or is it more because he feels that the act of Shabbos could cause you to bluff?
He said the former. He said the former. I'm pretty sure. I mean, did you read it?
Yeah, I thought
you thought he meant the...
I was just thinking, what's the difference
in Shofar? Maybe it's Midin Shabbos. He thinks that, like, beer is considered like Malacha on Shabbos. Like, is it Xerah to lead to Malacha, to this Malacha-like? Maybe it's just...
An upward soul thing, the same question. Okay, if I think my Shofar is true, why can't I blow it?
That's interesting. Okay. Now, I don't have the text in front of me. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Xerah is not like I want to say, according to the Rav. Maybe the Rav means, no, they just didn't say that, like, beer is a malacha drabanan on Shabbos. Right? The beer is a malacha drabanan on Shabbos. We do find there's a string sheet of Rashi who says that feeding truma tamea to dogs is asur on Yantif, because it's considered like beer truma tamea, and beer is like sreifa, and it's malacha on Yantif. So, you know, that's... You know, that itself is a big finish. Maybe that's only the strength involved. But maybe that could be some sort of comparison. Where is that Rashi and Beitza? Daf. Anyone remember what Daf and Beitza was? I don't think I remember about Peh. There was definitely a Rashi and Beitza who says anything that's called beer is Usher and Yantif. Wasn't clear if it was the Raisa. Wasn't clear if it was Durabanan. But it was a... It was a Rashi and Beitz. Okay, maybe if I stop thinking about it, it will come to me. What's it? Isha was in Beit. So, okay. If not, then you can always ask me later and I'll find it. Anyway, Kitzer, maybe you're right. So maybe you could say, maybe this is what the Rav meant, maybe I misunderstood, but says the Rav that Midrabanan Aser Livaer Bishabis. Right? And maybe Jonathan's right. That make more sense, not as exerrated by your like Matze. I don't remember the lesson I have in front of me. But maybe like, no, beer is like a malacha mitrabanan. After all, you're like accomplishing something. Right?
It's habayit.
What?
It's tikkun habayit.
Right, maybe it's a tikkun of some sort. So maybe it's an issur rabbanan. That would be the most b'chodesh lomdish way. Say that mitrabanan is an issur called beer on yantif. Eating is not beer, right? The same way that eating is not borer, and the same way that eating is not dush, and all the malachas we say when you're eating, it's not a malacha, so eating is not beer.
You said, once you say this, when you eat it, it's not the Torah beer anymore. You're just eating.
Correct. That's fine. So maybe midrabanan, beer is malacha chops. Not so crazy.
I think it's a Rashi.
Oh, over here, you mean? Very good, thank you. The surf or lab people called me after ain't surfing cut should be yuntif. Ain't surfing cut should be yuntif. So it is maybe also a Rashi and Fogan Aleph. You can't bring cut to a yuntif, which includes feeding them to clubbing. So now again, it could be different. Sort of country yuntif has its own, might have its own special experience also, but at the very least it's some sort of precedent. That maybe there's an issur on a beer on Shabbos. Beer is issur malacha on Shabbos, to like Zera, so maybe there's a formal issur of beer. The Bach wants to say a different shot, even though he has a little trouble justifying it, says the Bach, Mokta. He says it's also destroyed because it's a Mokta. Okay, the only Kiddush is that if you say it was Mokta in the sixth hour, in the seventh hour, that would be Tenach. That we know. We already learned that. We already discussed that. The Kiddush of Bach is that it's Mokta in the fifth hour when it's Mokta Bahanah. Right? And we know the Rav is in the fifth hour since you bit it. So obviously it's Mokta Bahanah. That even when it's Mokta Bahanah, it's Mokta. Therefore, the Bach, it's not a little bit said maybe you should change the Girsa, which you can't really change the Girsa in the Rav because it's after 5 hours, ends in the sixth hour, and then you can't do Bithel anymore. So obviously he couldn't have meant that. But maybe the Dochak, you could say, once it's trait for eating, it's already Aser Bana. Okay, that's a big Kiddush, because usually things are Aser to eat, but Mokta Bana are not Mokta. Sorry, I meant it's already Mokta once trait for eating. Usually things that are trait for eating are not Mokta. Usually something which is permanently trait is just called animal food, and it's not Mokta. I'm not talking about something which you have to do something before you eat it, so you wouldn't feed it to an animal because it's a waste of money. And you wouldn't feed it to a person until you cooked it or salted it or something. That's mukta. Anyway, the raw potato is mukta because it's not fit for people until you cook it, and you wouldn't feed it to an animal because why waste people food? Ham is not mukta because since it's never going to be people food, you feed it to your animal. Anyway, it's not big finish the bach. It's very dochuk, and he himself admits it's dochuk, not my criticism of the bach. The simple pshat of the Rambam is, if you don't want to make love to Shri Bushim, is what we're being with Noach, and the post can say that there's just a technical problem. There's a technical problem, meaning that you should be able to be on Shabbos, but you can't because beer on Shabbos happens to be malacha. What are the two options that Chachamim give you for how to do beer on Shabbos? Who remembers in the Mishnah? The fire of Azor L'Ruach or Matal L'Yam. So Matal L'Yam is obviously Usher because of that. No one even bothered to tell you. Why is it obviously? I don't even know if that's obviously Usher Matal L'Yam. No, better. What's up? The yam is a carbalist, right? You can't say, oh, the yam is in my bubble. You know, the yam is in my backyard. No, yam is a carbalist. Even nowadays, right, that we hold a 38 ounce blossom, we hold near of it every place you can carry, you still can't carry the yam, Right? They still figured out how to build an Erev in the Yam. I don't think so. I haven't been to the beach recently. But I'm pretty sure they still haven't figured out how to build an Erev in the Yam. So, that's Pashin Hot Sah. The Yam is a carnivorous. How about Mefara Rezor L'Ruach? So, you have to say the technical problem of Mefara Rezor L'Ruach. What's the technical problem of Mefara Rezor L'Ruach? So, it is, there are actually four possibilities. The two obvious possibilities are Mefara Rezor L'Ruach. Who says the answer is Mefara? Rabbeinu Noach. He says it's Tochen, don't want the Tochen. It's a big question. Is Mefara really Tochen or not? This is a whole sugya we're not getting into now. On the one hand, Mefara, crumble it up, seems like Tochen. On the other hand, what would be Paskin? Ain't Tochen akar Tochen. Crumbling bread is not Tochen because it was already ground once in the mill when they milled the wheat into flour. So ain't Tochen akar Tochen. So it could be that maybe not everyone holds, it doesn't say Shasi Tochen akar Tochen. Maybe not everyone holding Tochen akar Tochen, or maybe the Mefarer is, for some reason, people try to come up with reasons. That's a posh, it's fine, a problem with the Mefarer, but Rabbeinu Noach says, maybe he holds there's no heter in Tochen akar Tochen, that it's like Tochen. The other possibility is for Zor L'Ruach. Zor L'Ruach sounds like Richa Belocha. Zor, so the Magen Avraham says, I didn't read the Magen Avraham, but I did with Rama. The Magen Avraham says, this makes sense based on the famous Shita of Rama, based on quoting an Or Zeruah. I think he's quoting Or Zeruah. Yes, quoting Rishami. What does the Rishami say? If you spin in the wind, that is an Avloch of Zorah, because you're scattering something in the wind. This Mama is scattering in the wind. So maybe it's a problem of Zorah. That's also Shita's Yachid, because what does the Bavli say the Mloch of Zorah is? It's good from bad. The Bavli says, Hainu Borer, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Merakit. Right? And end of my Gimel base, the Sefer Shabbos. The Bavli says Zora, Bora, and Merakid are all ways of separating good from bad. The Zora is you separate in the wind, right? You know that's right. That pitchfork. What do you do with that pitchfork? Right? I think you throw the wheat and the chaff up in the wind. And if you throw things up in the wind, you understand that the lighter things go further. The heavier things will this much of fall. The lighter things will that much of fall. And it's really a clever way before modern machinery to separate heavy things from light things. As a matter of fact, in all factories, they still do Zora. Just they don't use the wind, but that's what's called a centrifuge, right? You spin it around, and when you spin it around, it separates the different parts because it creates weight. The equivalent of weight. They call it different things nowadays also. Anyway, kitzer, so the simple shot is when the Bavli only separating good from bad in the wind is usher. Stop scattering in the wind is no problem. But there are ma'is machmir, and the Bavli Ram says maybe that's a technical problem. So what's the technical problem? Zorah, it could be tochen, but that's a kiddush thing, tochen after tochen. That's a Rabbeinu Noach. Magen Avraham says it's Zorah, which is a kiddush that the Ramah has this crazy chumer, because the Bavli seems to say that Zorah is about separating good from bad. The Bach gives two other pshatim. He says maybe it's Tircha, also we should Tircha on Shabbos. Or he says maybe it's because of Hotsah. Because even if you're Zorah and you're Chatzer, the wind might blow in Drusus Harabim, maybe there it goes there. Okay, so we have the Yam is easy. The Zorah, we have four technical problems. Again, one, Rabbeinu Noach says Tochen. Two, the Magen Avraham says Zorah, based on the Yerushalmi, quoted in the Ramah. Three, the Bach says Tircha, and four, the Bach says Hotsah Lurchus Harabim.
Isn't Bobby
and
Bia to be like, oh my God, expert who made that like sewer work, but is it possible that flushing the toilet would be like what word is that stuff?
Why didn't El Sierra Hotsah to flush the toilet? Yeah. That has nothing to do with Erev Pesach, right? How do you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
So this is discussed not only by Monday Poskim. This is discussed by the Gemara already, right? What about on the Spina when you throw the waste bucket over the Spina or in the Chatzer? How do you throw your waste bucket out the window in the old days, etc.? Basically, there's something called Kocho, the Carmelist Lagos Rabbanan here, and at the very least for wastewater, which is only a Day Kocho and not a direct Maaseh, because when you directly flush it, it doesn't go to Shas Rabbin yet. It only indirectly gets pushed by the process and something, and it's only a carbolist. It never actually ends up with just a rabbin. So anyway, kitzer, we assume it's okay. Okay, and this is the, so you find four excuses for not doing Zorah L'Ruach. The excuse for not doing Zorah L'Yam is obvious. And this is the Pshat of the Poskim. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah Berurah, he says, he doesn't say this is what the Rambam means, but he says this is what the Mechaber means, who goes also to the Rambam. He says, this is talking about if you don't have animals in your house to feed it to, and you don't have a bathroom to throw it in that's within your chutzner, right? In the bathroom is Rishus HaRabim. You have to cross Rishus HaRabim to get to the bathroom. But in a Hanami, really, it's only a technical problem. Really, that's how we paskin. We paskin, says the Mishnah Berurah. Of course you should destroy it on Shabbos if you didn't bring the Rambam if you can. Just that most people can't, because most people don't have a coin to give it to, and most people don't have animals to feed it to, and most people don't have an indoor, or even an in-chatzer. Most people don't have a bathroom in their chatzer, and therefore you're stuck, so you have to wait till after Shabbos. But if you can solve a technical problem, then that's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if nowadays you have a bathroom, even the old days you had a basic kisa in your chatzer, the Mishnah Berurah says you can destroy it. That's the psak halacha is like Rabbeinu Noach, who did he make. Okay, let us then move on to talk a little, Leon, about one issue that, I do think that it behooves us to be mindful a little more, the answer of chametz on our Pesach, which we just got a little taste of matzah, thank you, on our Pesach, we got a little taste of the balma of chametz. Does it start at chatzos, or does it start in the morning? So maybe we're curious to know what the Nekudas HaMachlokas, the Yesod HaMachlokas, being the Rambam of Al-Mor, even though it will be very, very, very hard to put our finger on. So let's just talk for a second about the Isser of Matzah and Erev Pesach. First of all, where does it say in the Bavli that you're not letting Matzah and Erev Pesach? Nowhere. It says nowhere in the Bavli. It says nowhere in the Mishnah. Where does it say you're not letting Matzah and Erev Pesach? In the Yerushalmi, Amar Levi, Kolo, Ocho Matzah and Erev Pesach, Kibol, Arusasso, Biv, Veis, Kav. Do we agree with this Yerushalmi? So the Rif goes through Yerushalmi, the Rambam goes through Yerushalmi. Everyone agrees with this Yerushalmi, except for the Tosfos Rid. This is a surprising Tosfos Rid, right? Most of the posts know Tosfos Rid. Not everyone had a Tosfos Rid. There's a very surprising Tosfos Rid at the beginning of Arbei Pesachim. Everyone asks the obvious question: what do you mean Arbei Pesachim? Samach lo mincha lo yochel adam ad shetech shach. What are you not allowed to eat? Don't tell me lo yochel adam samach lemincha chametz. Chametz is also anyway. Don't tell me lo yochel adam samach lemincha matzah. Matzah is also anyway. Don't tell me lo yochel adam samach lemincha. Meaning targima, snack foods, because the Gemara says before us that you're allowed to eat snack foods. Meaning targima. So what's usher? So says the Tosos Rid. At first, and this seems to be what he really holds from. He says, the nearly she'ain on a tzrich midochei kolkach. You don't need to give a dochei answer. The other times I see the also left with someone is the Yerushalmi. You think the Mishnah hold like the Yerushalmi? Wesley, of course the Mishnah doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi. The Esle, Yefshalom, a ton of the Masnisa, the Hasta Sharach, the Losas, the Mishnah, the Matzah, the Matzah, Gufo, Yibaya, the Lamanic, hold the Min, the Kamach, Kolko, the Mincha, Shari, the Mechel, Matzah. Then he's not feeling too long. This seems to be holds. He goes, what do you mean? Tell me what you're not allowed to eat, because you should have a time for it to open for matzah. Arab based on Arab something, I'll get into that now. You're not allowed to eat, so you'll have a te'ovel. And if there's an issue to eat matzah, I shouldn't have said so someplace. Must be the mission doesn't hold like Yerushalmi. If the mission, it's a little funny. Then what was Yerushalmi thinking, right? If the mission, unless you have to say that, I don't know, it's Levi and Tano public. You don't normally think so. It's a little funny. He says the mission doesn't hold like Yerushalmi. It's not so crazy. Once the mission doesn't hold like Yerushalmi, then the Bavli also doesn't hold like Yerushalmi, because the Bavli should hold like the mission until proven otherwise. So the Tosfos Rid seems to conclude that we don't hold in this Isser at all. This is much more radical than that obscure, remember that obscure Sefer we had called Sefer HaParnas, who says that the Mako Mitzvah Shalashunis you're allowed to eat Matzah or Pesach. Okay, that was an exception. That's not saying you reject Yerushalmi. Tosfos Rid sounds like rejecting Yerushalmi. But even he adds an infant, so long are the Yerushalmi, I can still get by. But let's see, how do we, right? What's the famous question again? What is Asr to eat Arbei Pesachim Samach Lemincha? Don't say Chametz, that's been Asr to eat since the fifth or sixth hour. We possibly the fifth hour. Don't say snack foods, because it says before you're allowed to eat snack foods. So, basically, Arvei Pesachim Samach Lemincha. what is usur if mata is usur even before then? And chametz are usur when it's on the mincha. Matzah and chametz are usur since noon at least, right? So, what are the options? So says the Tosos Rid very radically, he says, matzah, because we don't hold like the Yerushalmi. Okay, this is mamash shitas yachir. Even though it's Yerushalmi, not a Bavli, everyone in the entire world assumes we hold like that. No one agrees with Tosos Rid. What's the other possibility? What is Tosos' answer? Tosos is matzah shir, and so does the Maariv Chalav, and so does many Rishonim that we didn't have on our Tosfos. Maariv Chalav. The Od say matzah shira, right? Chametz is aser all day. Matzah is aser all day, or at least all afternoon. But Maariv Chalav says all day. But matzah shira is matzah all day, and that's what's aser. Maariv Sachem Samach le Mincha. There is another sheet. Tell me if this is the name one on the sheet. That is talking about snacks in large quantities. I don't remember if that was on the Makor sheet. That's talking about large quantities of snacks. Okay, maybe not. Correct. So it could be there's different, depending on what meaning tagima is, it's different kind of snacks. So you could say that. It's so it's snacks. You can't say it's meaning targima, but you could say it's snacks that are more than meaning targima. We know there's a three of folks who are showing what meaning targima means. Doesn't mean fruits, which include vegetables. Doesn't mean meat and fish and meal foods, or doesn't mean mazonos. So it could be, you know. So you could say either, you know, snacks that are more filling than mine targima, which is, by the way, how we paskin. We paskin that you can't eat mizonos samach lemincha. Arim sachem samach lemincha, don't eat mizonos, right? Kneidlach you can eat, because neither matzah nor chametz, right? Kneidlach you can eat until 9 hours through the day, until the 10th hour, but then you can't have mizonos. Or it could mean mine targima in large quantities. Okay, we're not really, you know what? I'm going to change the number here. That's not really our Indian now, right? That's why I didn't bring out who said them. But what did the Tosos Rid say in Tipsalomer? What is the Mi'iri answer? And also, it's a Mi'iri, it's a Rabbeinu Manoach. I don't think I put the Rabbeinu Noach, it's a Rabbeinu Noach on the Rambam. Right there, they say, what does it mean? Exactly, says the Me'iri. And you can look it up if there are Rabbeinu Noach on the Rambam that's on the Makoros sheet. And the Tosos Rid. This is not what he holds. He says, Imtim Tzolomar. He says, what do we call these? Bitseikos Shel Nachrim. Bitseikos Shel Nachrim. Meaning, matzah that was made Shalol Lishma. Matzah that was made Shalol Lishma is not chametz. It's not matzah because you can't be yotzi with it. And therefore, you can eat it all day, just not samach l'mincha, because you don't want to ruin your appetite. This is the famous tzak that we quoted last time, the name of Rav Zhulti, the Mishnas Yavetz, right? I actually brought in the Mishnas Yavetz. He didn't know the Tosos Rid. He didn't know the Rabbeinu Manoach, but he did find the Me'iri. Like in his days, they printed the Me'iri, even though, I guess they, I don't know which Tosos Rid they had or had a printer. I guess most people didn't learn the Tosos Rid. And the Rabbeinu Manoach, I think he certainly didn't have a copy of. But he brought Raya's Mishas. And he says, and that's what's his solution. His solution is, what do you do in a hotel? Some hotels still do that. I don't know if they do this anymore. I don't know what they do. What do you do in a hotel, the army, etc.? Make a special run of bots so that you can make Shalom Shema. And then, not just not Shmur Matzah, because our non-Shmur Matzah is not Vadai Shalom Shema. It's not Vadai Lul Shemeris. Our Shmur Matzah is Shmur according to all the Shitas. our non-shmura matzah is not shmura according to all the shitas, but it's shmura according to some shitas. So he would say, no, explicitly bake it to the little shma, and then you can rely on the meir and made enough until it's red, and you can eat it, obviously not past the 10th hour. That's how he was talking himself in the Kula Yochel Adam, because you should have a te'ovel. But you can eat it for the first 9 hours of the day. This is controversial. The Mar Chalava explicitly said it's not true that it's usher. And the Mar Shah explicitly says it's not true that it's usher. And Pashat Shah, Tosos is the theory that it's not true. That's the Mar Shah's view from Tosos. Says the Mar Shah, he's been dying from Tosos. Says, why did Tosos say Matzah Shira? Why didn't it say Tikkun Shalachrim? Okay, truth is, it's always hard to tell what's the deal. You know, like, why did he say this and not that? I don't know, maybe he just thought this was a more common answer, a more classic answer, you know, a easier answer. You know, it's hard to tell, but the Mar Shah, whether that's the from Tosos, the Mar Shah, this is. Why did you just give two options? Okay. Okay. I thought the Mar Shah had an opinion here. 1 second. What does the Mar Shah say? The Yesh L'chalik. Okay. Okay, you're right. He has two options, but it's incorrect. It sounds like his maskan is the end, but you're right. The Mar Shah, maybe it's the second Yesh L'chalik. It sounds like that's his maskan. So I'll pull up there. Selling his maskan against the Mar Shah and Maram Chalava, who hold that it's Asur. Why do they hold it's Asur? What's the name? Matzah Shira B'tzeko Shal Nachrim. What do they both say? Because B'tzeko Shal Nachrim is more chum than Matzah Shira because it has a tam matzah. Well, the Asur, because Matzah Shira doesn't have tam matzah. I mean, I guess you could call it whatever you want, but it's certainly not the regular tam of matzah. Matzah with Beit Shalom Shva has the same tam as it's physically the same as matzah. It's only conceptually, halachically, legally different. As opposed to Matzah Shira, which is physically a totally different Michael. Okay. And again, halacha l'maisa, you know, we generally are machber, even though it's me'iri, yet we're enough to read, you know, intellectually, the me'iri, the are enough to read, are no less than anyone else. Okay. But in terms of the Masoros HaPsak, we generally do not paskin based on the Hebrew and the Rebbeinu Noach and Tosfos Rid. Halacha l'maisa, we generally, usually, do not rely on Reb Shulti, but b'shas hachak, then we rely on Reb Shulti. Okay, let us then just ask another question, and we'll see if we can tie this in. I guess we might as well ask let's ask another question now. When does the Isser start? So, when does the Isser start? If we recall, when does the Isser start? Right, what do we have? We have from Alos HaShachar, that is the Ravid and the Ramban, and the Maharam Chalava, and the Poskim, all the Achronim passed that way. We have from Chatzos, that's the Baal Amor, the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Who else do we have here? The Ritz Gias, the Ran, the Magen Mishnah, the Rush, the Meiri, you know, quite a decent number of Rishonim. The Achron or Medayik, what are the Achron Medayik from the Magen Avraham? Interesting Shita. What are the Medayik from the Magen Avraham? That may be the Orlar Basar. It's a deal. Because I saw in one footnote, maybe the Nitzi Gabriel says, the Orchas Chaim, Barbar Nakomi Nil, says that. I looked it up, he didn't actually say it. The Diyak of the Magen Avraham, the says, but on the 13th during the daytime, you're allowed to eat matzah. So the Diyak of the Magen Avraham was maybe Orlar Basar. Right? Maybe that's the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Right? It is Medoyik of the Magen Avraham. Okay, we want to figure out what's going on here. So, in order to try to figure out a little what's going on here, we have to ask a much more basic question, which is, why the chlal is it usher to eat chametz, to eat matzah
on Erev Pesach, right? The fact that it's Gebol or Sos Beis Chamav is not really an adequate explanation. I understand it's Gebol or Sos Beis Chamav, but I mean, that's not a bummer, right? It actually has nothing to do with Gebol or Sos Beis Chamav. It's a very, very different area of Shulchan Aruch. So it's nice that that's an illustration, but what is the reason for what? Anything could help you or could not. We're not sure, right? We're not sure how medoyik the illustration is, right? So what's the reason why? And the truth is you would like to say everyone's based on the illustration, but it's going to be tough, right? See what you can do, but you see how it's going to be tough. What's the reason? Why is it usher to eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says to be a hacker, right? Was the Osru Chacham and left the matzah or Pesach Nishi hacker like the boss of the Erev? So that it should be noticeable. Now, is that a Kiddush coming from left field that you need a hacker that you're eating matzah at night, or is that something that is reasonable to us and fits in with what we know about Pesach? What does the Rambam say? If you eat matzah all day and at night, then it wouldn't be noticeable. If you don't eat matzah all day and all of a sudden you eat it at night, it's more noticeable. Is it being noticeable something that fits in with our ideas about Pesach? Yeah, meaning manashtana, etc. Yeah, I understand. In the manashtana is why we don't eat chametz. But, hey, you know, the whole point, I mean, it's very clear that when you eat matzah at Pesach night, it's part of Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim, or it's connected to Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim, right? We want the kids to ask. We're trying to use it to illustrate a story. If it was just something we like to eat, then that would take away from the kiyum of achilas matzah. Now, again, I'm not sure how to fit this with the mashal. Like, you'd think our resource of based chamav should be somewhat revelatory for the Rambam. So the reason that I don't sleep with my fiance when we are, you know, engaged, betrothed, technically, when we're betrothed, is that there'll be a hecker when I sleep with her after the wedding. I think the Rambam just says, hey, no, it's just a mashal. Correct, but that's not revelatory, the reason. Yeah, no, let me just point out, like, I hope I'm agreeing with you. Also, in what ways like Bolar Sotzbeis Chamav? It's like Bolar Sotzbeis Chamav that you can't restrain yourself and wait a little. But it's not necessarily for the same reason, right? The reason I'm not Bolar Sotzbeis Chamav is not to make a heifer. Maybe the reason I'm not Bolar Sotzbeis Chamav is because it's like Znos. It's Dolar Znos. The similarity is maybe just a Musser similarity, not a conceptual Halachic similarity, which is fine. It's a Musser similarity. You know, give me a break. Why can't you just hold yourself back and wait a little while? Your lack of self-control. I think for the Rambam. Okay, so if you ask, what's the ta'am? Ha'isser says the Rambam for Hecker. Okay, does anyone say anything else? The Tosos Reed already hinted at something. Right?
Why is it Makos Mardus if it's just a hecker? Isn't it very extreme?
It is very extreme. It is very extreme. The truth is that, you know, it's interesting. Maybe that's why the Yerushalmi had to work so hard to find a precedent for Makos Mardus. Why do Yerushalmi have to work so hard to find a precedent for Makos Mardus? To say Bolar Sotzbeis Chamav, maybe because they know it's extreme. They know it's extreme. It's just for a hacker. Are you going to get a Makos Mardus for just a hacker Bialma? Isn't that a little extreme? So the answer is yes, it does seem a little extreme, but let's keep in mind what Makos Mardus means. I know we said by the other Rambam, Makos Mardus is more serious to Rabbanan, but ultimately, what does Mardus mean in Makos Mardus? What's the root of Mardus? Right? So
rebellion.
You could say rebellion. The truth is, I think more likely, unless there's some linguistic connection I'm familiar with is from Ridui, Reduv and Gas Hayam of Ofa Shemayim, authority. You know, it's a makas of imposing authority. So it could be over here, you're right, it's not so bad. Maybe Bono Shasmei Shalom is also not so bad. Keep in mind, she's your wife. You know, don't imagine modern engagement. You know, it's modern from Kudesh, it's a sort of Al-Gadish, right? She's an Ashes Ish for all halakhic purposes. Okay, but nonetheless, you bothered your buddy Yamakas Marbus. Kachazat. Okay, what did the Tosos Rid hint at? I know the Tosos Rid is a hint, because when he's trying to disprove everyone else, he says, okay, but he's not so explicit. Anyone want to tell me who explicitly gives a different reason? Say that again? Who says that? Who? What? No, correct. I'm not talking about being an Arab Sachin, why you shouldn't eat anything for the last 3 hours of the day for Tayyam. No, I'm talking about why you shouldn't eat matzah for the last 6 or 12 hours of the day. Right? So the Bahag says, what does the Bahag say? He says, Kedei Shei Chaviv Alav. Mashal, Arish Shabbalah Sazbeis Kamav. Okay, Mashal, again, it's interesting because what's the reason it's Ashul Lubalah Sazbeis Kamav? So you'll have more of a type and chavibus for the wedding night? Maybe, although that's not what I would have thought. But, okay, mashal. Maybe it could just be mashal.
I got it.
Yeah, so what's funny is he says Be'erv Tochlu Matzos, and then he says She'echotef Olav. Right? So it's not, he doesn't give a reason. What does he mean about the pasuk? Is it a drush of the horizon that reason? Is he just quoting the pasuk like to give us a time frame? But he does give a reason, right? Kedei She'echotef Olav. Let me come back for a moment. The Me'iri also says, what's interesting, the Me'iri might have a sort of tzvei din. What does he say? He says he really leans towards Balamor, it's only us in the afternoon, but it's mechur, but it's really improper all day because you want to have a taiva, a te'ovum for matzah at night. But he also mentions this again, it might be a tzvei dinim, like there might be one in the morning, another in the afternoon, but at least one of his tzvei dinim. He mentions that it's for te'ovum. Te'ovum and chavivos, I think, are saying the same thing. The Tosafot Shrit sort of implies that. He says, after all, if the Mishnah mentions that it's usher to eat the last 3 hours of the day, some of the mincha, anything because of chavivos, because of te'ovum, wouldn't you think it should say you can eat matzah, seeing the truth of te'ovum? But what do we have here? Here we have the Bahag and the Me'iri, at least as a second din. We'll give him a little asterisk, maybe two dinim. He says te'ovum or chavivos, right? I think te'ovum and chavivos are the same thing. Te'ovum not meaning you're not full, but chavivos, right? Te'ovum, fine, but chavivos. Right? That you should have relished for matzah at night. You shouldn't eat it during the day. That's very different from the Rambam. The Rambam said it'll be noticeable that it's a special ritual thing. The Baha'i said, no, the ritual is fine. You're doing something religious. Just when you do something religious, you want to put your Ovid Shem Shnei Yitzharim, right? You want to put your stomach, don't only put your heart into it, put your stomach into it too. It's good when you do religious things to also do it with a physical taiva and put your whole, put both Yitzharim into it. And therefore, you should have a take off of. Okay, what does the Rokeach famously say? He says, now this is very controversial. The Prichadosh says, this Rokeach is saying it's a drush of the Raisa, and he goes into disproving, it can't be drush of the Raisa, and drush of other things that possibly can't be what it means. So it's not clear, because as Shmuel went behind, also the Be'er Tochel Matzah, he says, min chavivos. So you don't know what it means. But what's interesting is he doesn't say chavivos. The Rokeach only says, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, right? there is the, let's read it inside. It says, V'asalach HaMatzah Erev Pesach V'chisir Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. So I'm not sure what that means. You could say he means the Bahag. If not, the Bahag also quoted that passage. You could say he means the Ramah. He means whatever he wants. But you could say that, no, maybe he just means Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. And after all, what would his mushal be? What do you have to eat at the Seder, but it's forbidden to eat before the Seder? Karm Pesach. You're not allowed to eat Karm Pesach before the Seder. Now, you can always say that it's different for a gazillion and a half reasons, but it is striking that, you know, the Rokeach, again, unless he means someone else, right, Lechora, because you don't know, he might even mean it's the Raisa, Just like from Pesach, we deraisa, you're not allowed to eat early, right? It's mamash iser deraisa. It's an iser say deraisa to eat from Pesach early. Maybe it's usher to eat matzah early. So maybe it's A. What? I'm not sure. It could be darbani, it could be deraisa. Tochlu matzos. Because it would only be an asay. So you don't get malchus deraisa from asay. Maybe you get matzah. But Eretz the matzahs, maybe it's a rice, maybe it's a smash, but what's the idea behind it if it's not the same as someone else? Maybe the idea behind it is that. What? As one of the other shatim. Okay, let's keep that for a second. But let's just stick to the idea behind it. What's the idea behind it?
Trying to set this game before that one so that we go to this before this group. This thing that we need to go to.
Okay, but I'm not so convinced. I might think I'd rather.
This would be like Asian
maybe, okay. I was going to take it in a different direction. And again, it might become. I was going to take it in a different direction. I would think that, look, there's something unique about Pesach. There's something unique about the Seder night. What's unique about the Seder night is that the Seder night has to be unique. Man is shana halayla zemi kol alelos, right? The whole point of the Seder night is that it is unique. Now, in what way is it unique? Is that it's special? It could be you make it unique as a hector. So that people will notice. You want to teach an important lesson. To teach an important lesson, you do weird things. You make it unique so people will notice the weird things. And ask questions and, you know, and learn the Rasora, etc. That's quite possible. But it could even be more than that. Meaning, the whole point of Pesach is uniqueness. After all, compare Pesach to Sukkot, right? Sukkot, you say Hallel every day of Sukkot. I'm talking about we did it, I'll be Minhag. Because Sukkot is really every day. What does Sukkot remind us of? The Midbar. Did Hashem do anything special on Sukkot in the Midbar, or did he do something every day? Every day. Sukkot is representative of every day. You just can't do it every day. Then it would be, then you would stop caring about it. So you do it once a year on Sukkot. Right? But the whole point of Pesach is, oh, hanisa lo kim, lavo lo kach lo goy, mikar of goy, but sos bo sim, u milchama, yad chazar bezorna tuya, that it never happened. It only happened once in history. The whole point of Pesach is that something unique happened. The whole point of Pesach is uniqueness. That's why there's only Hallel one day of Pesach on this night. And it's only Hallel one day of Pesach, so there's a new carpet the second day. That's just a big question. Now, why is there nothing new on the rest of the days of Pesach? Because it's not about something every day. I'm not convinced. Meaning, Shmishal Pesach, the question is how you did, as opposed to the Minhag, is there really anything? Other than, ending okay, good question. Maybe it's 7 days, maybe a significant experience, so you notice it. Anyway, what I'm saying is it could be that the whole point is that you can't do something beforehand. So if you do something beforehand, again, it might be similar to Rama. If you do something beforehand, it takes away from the uniqueness of the experience. To show the Seder night. The whole theme of the Seder night is uniqueness. Therefore, you can't eat the Gun Pesach beforehand. It has to be something unique. You can't eat matzah before, it has to be something unique. Not only that, what is the famous minhag in the Gra? That's against standard minhag Ashkenaz. The Shabbos HaGadol. What is it saying all the Seder do Shabbos HaGadol afternoon? Say the Haggadah. Right? Meaning, say the Seder says the Triumph. It says in the Seder, say Seder says the Triumph Shabbos HaGadol afternoon. The Gruss says, no, it's usher to say secrecy to try and Shabbos HaGadol afternoon. Because Yochum Erish Chodesh, Hamalon by Yamahu. And the Yabes who says, I'm not as firm as the Gruss. But if Shabbos Erev Pesach, then it's for sure usher to say secrecy to try and Shabbos afternoon. Because Yochum Erish Chodesh, Hamalon by Yamahu. Meaning, the Yabes and the Gruss both agree, it's usher to do secrecy to try and Erev Pesach. It's usher to eat the Erev Pesach and Erev Pesach. It's usher to eat matzah and Erev Pesach. Maybe the point is, but Erev Tovu Matzos, again, I know this is very close to the Rambam, but Erev Tovu Matzos, not just so that people should notice it to be, but because the whole theme is uniqueness. Okay, again, but Erev Tov L'Matzos, maybe, to create uniqueness on the Seder night. I think, if you ask me, again, this blends into the Rambam. I'm not so medayik as to whether the Rambam meant this or that he meant the Rambam. This works much better for the mushroom. After all, why is it us we boil ourselves with base chanov? I can only think of two answers. One is, because it looks a little like znos, because you're not living together yet. Then, that's not going to be relevant to matzah or pesach. Meaning, you're not allowed to sleep with any girl if you're not married to her. And since you haven't finished getting married to her, she's just like a strange girl and you can't sleep with her. Okay, that does not do that. You can eat matzah last week. You can eat matzah last month. There's no issur of znos to eat matzah on a regular day. But the other option is, why can't we pull ourselves based on that? Because of znos. You're married to her 100%. So it takes away from the specialness of nisuin. After all, nisuin, there's a mitzvah of bias mitzvah of nisuin. At the time, the mitzvah becomes a mitzvah to build a bias together, and the way you build a bias together is with a bias mitzvah. To do a bia before the mitzvah applies, before you're building the bias, takes away from the whole theme that marriage is mekadesh, the relationship between the man and woman. Because you're doing it in a way that's not bad, but you're doing it in a way that's not what it's supposed to be. That's not supposed to be the unique experience. That takes away from the experience. And I think that if you asked, you know, again, if you take the Rambam Hecker literally, you ask what to do with a mashal, say, it's just a mashal b'yama. Chavivas, you're not going to say the reason he can't sleep with her during Erisin is she'll do a couple of things. I don't think so. Even the Rambam's mashal b'yama, that's still be more of a hacker. But if you say that it's really to create a unique experience, then I think that it's a real comparison. If you take one of the two stuff, it's a chakira. Why is it us who's bowl our sauce of face chamav? Again, if you take chakira, it's us who's bowl our sauce of face chamav because of znos, because she's like an unrelated girl, then that's not going to be relevant. It's supposed to be unrelated friends. But if you say that it takes away from the specialness of the experience and from the philosophical depth of the experience of bias ishus, then here also it takes away from the philosophical depth of the experience of the uniqueness of the Seder. I guess that depends if the hecker is a means or the end. Meaning, if the rabbi is a hecker, it should be hecker for you, then he's really saying the same thing. And that depends if the Rambam's hecker means hecker for the tayach, if you believe that, take the Rambam or even take the tayach and make it the same as the, you know. Now, let me just, okay, I do have to go to the shir somewhere. Let me just quickly mention a few nafkaminas potentially of this. Of this question. One nafkamina of this question could be, you know, if you understand the Rambam as, you know, a hecker, you know, just, a hecker, you know, for those who are watching, right? Latinos, as it were. Right, so those who are watching will notice, or will be noticeably different, let's say. But you're right, the Rambam really shouldn't be okay, I admit, is a little funny. Let me just even, you know, within Hecker, is it sort of how it looks or how it feels, right? You look around about sort of Hecker the Tinokos or Hecker to create an experience for you, which is really, you know, then it becomes, you know, the same as the, so here, you would say then it's a real comparison or it's a Marshall Biama, right? That's what you were trying to get me to say. Okay, let me just briefly throw in that I admit the nafkaminas are very far from mukhrach here. The nafkaminas are very far from mukhrach. Agav, if you're going to say, the nafkaminas are very far from mukhrach, but let's just try and suggest perhaps some nafkaminas. What about the whole Rav Zolti issue of B'tzeko Shel, of B'tzeko Shel Nachrim? What about the Rav Zolti of B'tzeko Shel Nachrim? So what are some nafkaminas? How about the B'tzeko Shel Nachrim, which is really, it doesn't have to be Nachrim. It just means Shalom Lishma. So if you say it's matter of tea, for sure should be usher. It has the same taste. That's why all the Afronim write and they take their real rights and it's put until the Mark Kolava there, and the Rafshi Basafran writes in the right hook. That's why all we've shown and we're saying it's usher. I would also think it should be usher. What do you mean? It looks the same. It looks the same. It's the same kind of thing. It's just a beak with a different kavana. But it looks the same. If it's a matter of your experience, then you could say, maybe you could say it's mutter. You might still say, no, it still takes away from the experience just because it was big shalashma. You could say, no. The real matzah that's creating the experience of matzah is saved for later. Certainly, if you view it as more daraisa, then you can say, no, daraisa, only matzah, that's real matzah counts. Maybe. There's also tie-in, and here I'm going a bit against the formulation of Ramah, perhaps. Ramah brings down a part of my focus. There are many Rucham quotes about is it usher eating maror in Erev Pesach? Fascinating question. Is it usher eating maror in Erev Pesach, like matzah? And the Rebbeinu Rucham says, yesh nagu, not to eat it. And that was the Rashba's minhag. But it's not really usher, it's just like a minhag, you know, that's not a toast gemurah. The Rama says, yesh omer, and the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's not a minhag machlam. There's no reason whatsoever. What's the issue with machlokes that mark? On the one hand, you could say it's a quantitative machlokes. Batz is daraisa, mor is darabanan. Are we machber and darabanan's like daraisa, right? You could say, unless the machlokas is just because it's the Rabbanan. But if you assume, and here, what would I think? I would think if it's a matter of having a te ovel and chavivas for morer, should we be gozer not to eat morer so you'll have a taiva and a chavivas? I would say no, like Liam's face. You're giving the right face to it, everyone can see in the camera. That's ridiculous. I know the Ramah says some people are macher to have a te ovel for morer. That's really the whole point of morer is you're not supposed to have a te ovel for it. The whole point of morer is not chavivas. Okay, you want to be a very deep philosopher and say chaviv and yisur, and that's your business. That's not pashut pshat, right? The whole point of Mara is that it tastes bad and you don't like eating it, right? So lechora, it should be mutter if it's mitzat te'ovon. If it's mitzat te'ovon, it should be mutter because you're not supposed to have te'ovon for Mara. It's supposed to taste bad. But if it's mitzat heker, then you would think, if it's mitzat heker, then you would think it should be usur. You know, unless you say, you know, that it's just because it's Rabbanan and we're making it, right? Then it's, after all, you want to have the hecker. You don't want it to look like the Pesach Seder before the Pesach Seder. I'll put it here. Usher, unless you want to be makel because it's only Rabbanan and just say, we're not mapping on Rabbanan. But Misvara, this should be the opposite of Nafkamina. If you said that, you know, if it's Rishon Tam, Seder Shon Nachum should be Usher, and Mora should be Mora. You know, that's supposed to like Tam and Mora. If it's Mishum Hecker, the experience, then Mora maybe should be Usher, if you're not with the opponents, but maybe Esther, if it's Mishum Nachrim, should be Mutter. Maybe, let me just end, how about this man? When should the Isser start? This man of the Isser. Here, I really, this is where we started. And it's really hard for me to call this a proper Nafkamina, because really, it doesn't seem to be such a good Nafkamina. Really, it's probably just like everyone used their judgment. Out, like, oh, when is a good time? When is enough time to accomplish this goal? But if you want to say, maybe, you know, this is, you know, I admit it's a bit of a stretch. But maybe you'd say that if it's a matter of te'avon, I'd be more likely to say, no. For te'avon, you need to not eat it for a while. After all, you don't eat something for a few hours. It's hard to say, ooh, you haven't had steak for a few hours. Do you really have a special te'ovon coming for steak? I don't know, maybe more so if you have a few hours, but maybe from the morning, from a host. But this will all get a maybe, and I'm not so convinced. Maybe from a host, if you want to just say that is Mishum Hecker, then maybe for a hecker it's enough to just have one time you don't eat it. Maybe it's only a hecker if you're not eating chametz. If you're eating chametz, that makes a lot of sense. Maybe chatzos, because if you're eating chametz, it's not such a hecker. Maybe chatzos, when you don't eat chametz, then it's more of a hecker. After all, eat chametz, you don't eat matzah, it's not such a hecker. Good point. I mean, you eat chametz, why should you eat matzah? You don't eat chametz, you're not more of a hecker. If you said it's really about the rokef, but erev tov l'matzos, then you would think, but erev tov l'matzos is not beforehand. When is it usher to do everything else? Well, chora only once the parsha of Pesach starts. Right? If it's a rice, you would think it should only apply when mamish there's a rice that didn't eat. Right? So I also think maybe chatzos, you know, because then dine Pesach are chal. Right? They're only chal chatzos, but I admit this is a bit of a stretch and I can't really promise anything. Okay, but I think nonetheless it is an important chakira about not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Let me just point out that it could be, this is how the Rav understood, there could be different ways to analyze Machlokes in the Baal Mor and the Lochamos about not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. You could say it has to do with what's the comparison to Arusa. If the comparison to Arusa is don't jump the gun, then don't jump the gun for how long? I don't know, whatever you say. The comparison to Arusa is the other day, and that's one day Machlokes, the other day Machlokes. You have to take seven brachos first. But the bullet we show up with drama, everyone have to say, ah, the grand terrorists, you need seven brachos first. The only problem is there's more than seven brachos. I've got it before, because they'll argue which brachos count for us. Don't. Then also, like, that has nothing to do with, maybe that has to do with showing something a special experience, right? A special experience is when you make brachos before. Right? But, you know, I would say, mashal the alma, it's just jumping the gun. Or, no, it's really a special experience. Maybe that's the best shepherd. Now, the comparison is you shepherd. That sounds like a stupid comparison. No, the comparison is you have to have a very, very special, unique context that's defined by default slap of thieves. That's what shepherd promises. Okay, the Maharal says, Fastly, you know what's unique about Narusa? She can't sleep with anyone else or you. Right? That's what Narusa is from. Usher in two things. She's ushered everyone else, to Hekish, as a key of Misa, and she also ushered you as well as our space model. And the muscle is two things. The muscle is a dual ister. So he says that's the svar of the Balamar, that it's only when you're ushering chametz and matzah. And then, that's the Maharal, that would make sense. For sure, mitzad hecker, the Maharal. Ah, it's also like Arusa, when there's a dual ister, it could also be part of. You know, I think mostly that would be the Maharal. Ah, hecker! Ah, dual iser! The Seder, okay. Yeah, that's a little lavdafka. Anyway, I just want to end with one thing, because then I'm going to be in trouble. And again, we'll have Shir Thursday, normal time. We'll just finish up number three, which I'm sorry we didn't get to, but we'll go on to the Gemara's Old Mishnah. The Mishnah Daf Yudalit. But just one last thought. If you wanted to know, and that really is saying this, that maybe it's only for Natsos to make a hecker. The hecker is only for Natsos like Marab. A totally different direction in understanding is what the Rav says. The Rav says, the Machlokes about more than Arban is not what the reason for not eating Matzah on Erev Pesach. The reason for not eating Matzah on Erev Pesach is when the Chaloshem, Chametz, and Matzah, you can't eat on Erev Pesach. When the Chaloshem, Chametz, and Matzah kicks in, when does the Shem Chametz and Matzah begin? The Malor says it begins with Chatzos. That's the din of Tashbisu. These are people of Lach Dorais according to Rabbi Yehuda, etc. And the Nochamos thinks, no, the Chaloshem Chametz and Matzah kicks in earlier because the mitzvah of Bir Chametz even earlier, or Larvasar. So, you could say it has to do with the reasons. The totally other derech is that it doesn't do with the reasons. It's just a formal din of when there's a shem chametz matzah. That's what the Rav says. When they, in the Mo'adei Rav. When there's a shem, I don't know if it's in the Harim. When there's a shem chametz matzah. That's what the Rav says. The machlokes the shem chametz matzah is chal. On the one hand, the Balamor makes sense. The shem chametz matzah is chal chatzos. On the other hand, what's the svar of the Ramban? If you want to say like Magen Avraham, say the Shem Chametz Matzah is Chal, or Lar Basar, we draw on it, because Chametz, which we know is the big other two, big so, etc. That only works for Magen Avraham. What do you have to say for Ramban then? Don't say because of the Din Bedika. The Din Bedika would be the night before. That's then, there are no one tells like the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is a bit of sheep to nifis. What do you have to say? I think this would work maybe better according to where Mr. Zalman's Shah and Rashi. If you say tashmisu, really means tashmisu the first half of the day. By yomar rishon tashmisu, not only after katzos, by katzos the deadline. I think perhaps the Ramban would then work. And remember, this Zalman is going back and forth. Maybe that's what the Ramban means. If the Ramban really means the Zalman shot in Rashi, that the mitzvah of tashmisu in the morning, then it would make a lot of sense. One of the mitzvahs of tashmisu in the morning, chalos matzah and chametz, because chametz are mashbis and matzah are not mashbis. So it could be that it depends on when there's a chaloshem chametz and matzah. Simple shot, the chaloshem is the afternoon. The Magen Avraham would say the chaloshem is the orlai rasar to the takana darbana digas chametz. And maybe the Ramban would say the chaloshem is at a los. Why are there a chaloshem at a los? If you take a mitzvah of shot, remember tashmisu, then the chaloshem would be at a los. Okay, that's all I have to say. I apologize. Late for a special Yom Yerushalayim shiur elsewhere, so I'm going to have to run. If anyone has questions, they can catch me later here or however you want to catch me, and I will see you, Mitzvah Hashem, on Thursday.